Hi, everyone. Welcome to the PTSS Lab Research Podcast, where we discuss the 10-year RCMP study, part of Canada's federal framework on post-traumatic stress disorder. My name is Ava, and today we're doing an overview of the study on mental health of Royal Canadian Mounted Police cadets completing training. Joining me is Dr. Nicholas Carlton, a clinical psychology professor with expertise in psychological trauma among Canadian PSP and lead researcher of the PTSS Lab at the University of Regina.
Thanks for having me, Ava. I'm excited to share some of our research.
It's great to have you, Nick. That being said, let's tackle some of the key points. So can you tell me about the motivation behind the study? Why did you want to look at the mental health of cadets at the end of their training?
So mental health disorders are very common among RCMP, and those high prevalences are often misattributed to poor screening of cadets or harmful training practices. However, current research points to service-related exposures to potentially psychologically traumatic events as the primary cause. This part of the RCMP study was designed to estimate the mental health status of cadets at the end of their training before deployment.
That's an important distinction. Understanding when mental health challenges actually emerge could really change how we approach prevention and support. So, can you tell me a bit about how the data was collected for this study?
We surveyed 449 cadets finishing the 26-week CTP using web-delivered surveys and clinical interviews assessing current and past mental health disorder symptoms.
All right. So what did you find from the results?
We found that at pre-deployment, fewer cadets screened positive for current mental health disorders than the general population, and no significant differences were found by sex or gender. Cadets also showed improved mental health compared to their pre-training assessments and had better mental health overall than serving RCMP members.
That's quite revealing. It suggests the training experience itself might not be the issue. So what do these findings mean in a broader context? What do you think they suggest about the cadets?
The results indicate that cadet mental health improved during training, due at least in part to active participation in the RCMP study. They also reinforce that mental health issues in serving RCMP are more likely tied to field-related exposures and not pre-existing conditions or flaws in the selection process. These findings challenge outdated beliefs that mental disorders among public safety personnel stem from inherent weaknesses or that training itself causes psychological harm.
Those are some valuable insights. It's reassuring to see evidence that supports both the resilience of cadets and the importance of focusing mental health efforts on the realities of service rather than outdated assumptions. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Nick, and for helping us better understand the general mental health of cadets at the end of their training and its broader significance in the RCMP study.
Thank you, Ava. It was a pleasure to be here.
And we'd like to thank you for tuning into this podcast. If you enjoyed our discussion about the RCMP longitudinal study, you can check out some of our other podcasts and additional information on the topic on our website at ptsslab.ca. For more details and specifics on this study, the full paper is available on our website as well. Have a nice day!